संयप्यम से मिधावंशम ब्रह्मणम चन चणु अमृता कर्म संतनयम अस्य सौपादेरिक्त आभिधि मैत्रिय वाच क्षमा अप्यम एवस्य मिधवंश ब्रह्मणश्च अनुअमृतः कर्म संतयाम अस्य सौपादयरितिक आदिभिः मैत्रिय वाच क्षमाप्यं स मिधावंशं ब्राह्मणं च अनुअमृतः कर्म संतयाम सौपादय ऋतिक आदिभिः मैत्रेय उवाच समावेपं च मिधावंश ब्राह्मणां चानुमन्त्रितः कर्मसन्तायनम् आस सोपायदृक्त्यादिभिः समावीपम समिधम वंशम ब्रह्मणा चनु आमृत कर्म संत्यानुवाचसा सोदाद्या रिक्तिया बिभी मैत्रिय वट टू वट ट्रांसलेशन मैत्रिय द सेज मैत्रिय वाचा said shama forgiveness apaya receiving evam thus saha king daksha midavam vidava masamam unto lord shiva brahmana along with lord brahma cha also anumantrita been permitted karma the sacrifice संतनया संतनयम आस बिगैन अगेन स अलोंग विथ उपादय लोनेड सेजिस ऋत्विक द प्रीस्ट आदि भी एंड अदर्स ट्रांसलेशन द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय सेड दस बीन पार्डन बाय लॉर्ड शिवा किंग दक्ष विद द परमिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अगेन बिगैन द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द यज्ञ along with great learned sages, the priest and others. So this verse doesn't have any purpose, so you please see the next verse. Vaishnavanam yagya santai trikalpa dvijatatmana purudasham nirvapavam virasam samsragar suddhaya. Therefore, in order to resume the activities of sacrifice, the brahmanas first arranged to purify the sacrificial arena of the contamination caused by the touch of Virbhadra and the others, ghostly followers of Lord Shiva. Then they arranged to offer into the fire the obligation known as Purudasha, perpetrated by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Shiva's followers and devotees, headed by Virbhadra, are known as Viras, and they are ghostly demons. Not only did they pollute the entire sacrificial arena by their very presence, but they distribute the whole situation by passing stool and urine. Therefore, the infection that they had created was to be first purified by the method of offering puro dasha, obligations. A Vishnu yagya or an offering to Lord Vishnu cannot be performed uncleanly. To offer anything in an unclean state is called seva aparadha. The worship of the Vishnu deities in the temple is also Vishnu yagya. In all Vishnu temples, therefore, the priest who takes care of the archavidhi must be very clean. Everything should be always kept neat and clean, and the foodstuff should be prepared in a neat and clean manner. All these regulative principles are described in the Nectar of Devotion. There are 32 kinds of offense in discharging archana service. It is required, therefore, that one be extremely careful not to be unclean. Generally, when a ritualistic ceremony is begun, the holy name of Lord Vishnu is first chanted in order to purify the situation. Whether one is in a pure or impure condition, internally or externally, if one chants or even remembers the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, one immediately becomes purified. The Yajna arena was discredited by the presence of Lord Shiva's followers, headed by Virbhadra, and therefore the entire arena had to be sanctified. Although Lord Shiva was present and he is all auspicious, it was still necessary to sanctify the place because his followers had broken into the arena and committed so many obnoxious acts. That sanctification was possible only by the chanting of the holy name of Vishnu. Trikapala, which can sanctify the three worlds. In other words, it is admitted herein that the followers of Lord Shiva are generally unclean. They are not even very hygienic. They do not take bath regularly. They wear long hairs and they smoke ganja. Persons of such irregular habits are counted among the ghost. Since they were present in the sacrificial arena, the atmosphere became polluted and it had to be sanctified by Trikapala oblations, which indicates the invocations of Vishnu's favor. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadamtikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidam Tam Sajivam Savaitam Savadutam Parijana Svaritam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishvanu Sute Devi Pranavami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Brishya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patita Nam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 7 Verse Number 16 and 17. So this chapter is entitled The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha. So we see that in the previous chapter, how all the demigods and everybody, they went to Lord Brahma. Because after this, when Daksha was about to perform this yajna, and when Sati left his body, Lord Shiva sent Virbhadra and all the followers, they dismantled the whole arena. They destroyed it. Even Virbhadra chopped off the head of Daksha. So all of them now, because the yajna is not still over, so they went to Lord Brahma, and Brahma said that you have done a very great offense to Lord Shiva, and because of you, that because of this you have to die. But still Brahma said that you have a desire to live, we'll just approach Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is Asitosh, like he will agree if we try to please him. So then all the demigods with Brahma, they all go to Lord Shiva, they meet them. So then before going, that the description of Kailash is given, that how the beautiful Kailash is there. And they all approach Lord Shiva and they ask that please, you will also get your share of the sacrifice, because in that sacrifice Lord Shiva was not been called. So please allow that this sacrifice can be done, but it cannot be performed if Daksha is not been again brought to life and all this. So then Lord Shiva, he said that I doesn't take any offense seriously of anybody, but I just try to do the things which will help the person to overcome his offense. So I have not, I'm not so angry on him. So then Lord Shiva said to Brahma, like that, my dear father, I do not mind the offense created by the demigods. He said that because these demigods are like this, they are like childish, they are like very less intelligent. So I do not take it very seriously about their offense. And I have punished them according to their rights, like what they have done. So that's when I have given them the punishment. And as per Daksha is concerned, he has already been burned to ashes. And if you want really that I should be get back the Daksha, his life and everything, okay, then what he has to do, like he will get an head of a goat. And this demigod's bhaga, and which they have shared, this bhaga, and he will share the eyes of the Mitra. So he described like whatever the demigods have been gone through, like who will achieve the, from whose teeth and everything. So Lord Shiva, this followers, then we come to this verse, like where the followers have been created the chaos, and now this chaos has to be removed, because we cannot perform any activities or any yajna in a very unclean place. So this purport, Srila Prabhupada describes about that, how the followers of Veerbhadra, they have destroyed the place, like they have broken all the yajna's paraphernalia, they had passed stool and urine, and it was very unclean. And so it was not the right place to perform the yajna. So if we see that, this is also very relevant to our life also, in our day-to-day life also. It's like we are also performing the Sankirtan yajna. So we are also every day chanting the holy name. But unless the heart is clean, the holy name is not been revealed, like. So we are also not able to get the full benefit of the yajna, the Sankirtan yajna, which is there in our heart. It is there, the benefit is there, but it is not in the full extent. So here the followers of Veerbhadras, they have created a chaos. And so it has to be first, all the chaos has to be removed, and then they can perform the yajna. So Prabhupada writes over here in that there are like to, when someone worship the deities, she has to be in a very clean state of mind, externally and internally. And he says that in Nectar of Devotion, there are 32 archa aprad, seva aprad, like how one can perform it and he can overcome that. So see, Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada is explaining over here that how, by chanting also name, he says that Om Pavitra Pavitra Vasarva Vastagadopiva. He quotes the translation exactly over here. That if one chants the holy name internally, he will get purified internally and externally. So although Lord Shiva, followers has created, is actually Lord Shiva is called all auspicious. Like he is all auspicious. And his followers has created all this because they have created an offense towards Mother Sati and even to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva's followers are, Prabhupada writes that Lord Shiva's followers are, like generally they are not so clean. Prabhupada writes, they are not so hygienic, they don't take bath regularly, they have long hair, they smoke ganja, and they have very irregular habits. So since they were present in that atmosphere, that whole atmosphere was polluted. And then it has to be sanctified, and it could be sanctified by the chanting of the holy name. It said that as soon as like they started to sanctify this place by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu. So we see that the holy name in whatever condition one may be, it would be not be having the highest effect, but for the person, he would not be feeling so much ecstasy. But once if one's heart is clean, he will feel the full benefit of the holy name, which is like, which will give the topmost is like love towards Krishna. And they have chanted like, before the yajna, any yajna is performed, we chant some mantras, and which is like the holy name. Even we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, when he was about to take sannyas, so the, they were chanting the big yajnas, like the mantras. And Prabhupada told to one of his godbrother that you chant the holy name loudly. So like, because this, the holy name of loudly will, is more important. Because in Kali Yuga, we cannot perform big, big yajnas. Because almost the things which we get, it should be in a very pure state. We don't have that facility also. Like, it requires a huge amount of ghee, milk, and all the cow products. So it's very difficult to get in the current scenario, all this thing. So Prabhupada writes that, that sanctification was possible only by the chanting of the holy name of Vishnu, who is called Trikapala, which can sanctify the three worlds. The holy name of the Lord can sanctify the whole three worlds. So, Lord Shiva was not so much holding the grudges in his heart that, oh, they have offended me, they have not called me for the sacrificial arena. But he just forgave them and he did the needful. And then he went away from that place. So we see that a devotee of the Lord is always a forgive. He always forgives. He doesn't keep any hatred in his heart. So we see in the life of so many acharyas which have come in our sampradayas and in other sampradayas, they also are very amazing. Like we see the life of like today we happen to be like the appearance day of Lord Ram, like Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya, he used to like, one of the person used to like, in the Charanamrita he had put poison. And Ramanujacharya knew also. But still, he drank that. And he didn't felt very much offended towards that person who had done it. So we see the life of a Acharya who is a very dear to Krishna or Narayan. They are always in the mood of giving. So once Ramanujacharya was giving a class on new alwars, and he was speaking to his disciples, like he was giving a class, and then he spoke that we need a devotee who can go to Tirupati, Tirumalai, and where he can serve Balaji. When he spoke that who would like to go there, so there was a pin drop silent, like nobody was speaking. Because at that time, it was a very dense forest, there were very ferocious animals, and it was a very austere place, there was nothing there. And after some time, one of his disciples named Anant Acharya, he said, "My Guru Maharaj, if your desire is there, I will go there and serve Balaji over there." So when Ramanujacharya heard that, when he was so much, he agreed with the proposal, what he has said, Ramanujacharya was very happy, his heart melted. And then this Anant Acharya, he went to serve Balaji. He started serving Balaji by growing flowers, plucking tulsis. With his wife, he went. And then he was serving the Lord in a very nice way. And he was digging a pushkarni, a lake. So he was digging. So Balaji, just by seeing his heart endeavor, the Balaji also was feeling so much pain that my devotee is serving so much in the hot sun. So in a small boy, he approached Anant Acharya that I want to help you, that it's so hot and in alone you're not able to do it. You give me this an opportunity to, so I can assist you. But Anant Acharya said, no, I don't need your help because this is my service. I cannot give it to you. I want to do it personally for Balaji. But the boy was insisting, oh, no, you please give me. So Anant Acharya said, no, if you really want to do something, you go away from here, you do some other service, but let me do this service for Balaji. So then after some time, Balaji was also feeling so much pain that he should also serve Anant Acharya, but he was not allowing. So after some times, Anantacharya's wife was carrying a child in her womb. So the boy, Lord Balaji, approached Anantacharya's wife that, see, it's very hot and it's a so long distance that he's digging. You're picking the bucket and carrying it so long and piling it out at some place. So I can help you in that. So then his wife told that, already my husband has rejected you. Means he told you that you go and do some other service, he would become very angry if I give you this service. So then Balaji told, okay, if you really want, okay, what we can do, to some extent where your husband can see, till there you can get the bucket. And from ahead, I can take that bucket ahead and pile it out and give it to you. So he will also not come to know about this. So then this was happening, and then after some time, Anantacharya thought, Are, how can you are coming so fast? How you are able to come so fast? Then she told the whole story. So Anantacharya became very disturbed about this and he started chasing the boy. And he started chasing the boy. The boy, in fear of Anantacharya, he was running. So just to fear him, he threw the spear towards the boy. But it hit the chin of the boy. And he started bleeding, and the boy ran and ran into the altar of Balaji and closed the door. So Anantacharya then tried to open the door and saw that it was bleeding, the Balaji's chin. So he became so much disturbed and he offered again and again obeisances, and then he, with camphor and some herbs, he applied on the chin of Balaji, and he was feeling so much like that I had like. So Balaji was feeling that still now if you go like in Tirupati Balaji, they put camphor over here on the for the glorification of Anantacharya. And they also says that the Balaji, like that small boy, he ran from the left hand side of the temple. So like once in a year, like on the day of Anantacharya's some appearance day or something, they take the deity on the left hand side, they circumvent left hand side just for the honor of Anantacharya. So Anantacharya was serving Balaji very nicely over there, and suddenly, like one day, he was like plucking tulsi and plucking flowers. A very venomous, very poisonous cobra bit Anantacharya. So all his disciples over there, they were feeling, Are, Guru Maharaj, you should take some medicine, we should call some doctor. So he said, there is no need of taking any doctor. Bale, but this poisonous snake has bitten you, so please take it. So he was not listening. So all the disciples went to Balaji. And Balaji was speaking to Anantacharya. He said, why are you not taking this medicine? Please take this medicine. Please cure this, because this snake, this poison is like entering your whole body. Why don't you take some medicine? So then Anantacharya said a very amazing thing, which is like a very good lesson for ourselves. He said that actually who is more poison? This earthly snake, it can only destroy my body. But the poison of lust, envy, greed and pride, which is there in my heart, which will destroy my soul, like, means my, so which is more poisonous, this earthly snake which bit my body, or the poisonous which is there inside my heart? So I think the earthly snake can only kill my body, but the venomous like poison which is there within my heart, it will create my real constitution position, which is there as a servant of Krishna, servant of the Lord. So you tell me, who is more poisonous? And even if you think that this snake is more poisonous, I think my body has more poison than the snakes, which the poison which has entered into my body. So he was telling that even if this snake is more poisonous than me, then I will die. But if I am more poisonous than this snake, then I will not die. And what is the difference between this? Like if I have an opportunity to serve you over here, if you want that I do some service to here, I will do service to here. And if you want that I should do service there, I will do service there at your place. So Anantacharya was so much, he was thinking that I have so much poison in my heart. But actually he was like a pure devotee. Like we see that when he was being told that who will go to this place and serve Balaji, he stood up and he went there. So Anantacharya, then he served by the mercy of the Lord, and then he was creating many, many festivals over there. Anantacharya was doing many festivals over for the pleasure of the Lord. So one of the disciples of Sripad Ramanujacharya was Kuresh, and his son was Parasar Bhatt. So, Parasar Bhatta, when Koresh got the Parasar Bhatta in front of Sri Ranganath, and so Ramanujacharya, so the disciple of Ramanujacharya bought a maha garland of the Lord, and he was about to put on Ramanujacharya. But he told him, "You don't put on me, you put on Parasar Bhatta." Because Ramanujacharya wanted to know that he's my next successor, he's going to do. As Ramanujacharya, he had written like 9 books. He initiated like 74 acharyas, 74 acharyas, and around 900 or 700 sannyasis. So Ramanujacharya, when he was about to go to meet Anant Acharya in Tirupati, so he just asked one person. He was a very Sudra like. He was told that, "Where is the path? Like, where is this Tirumalai? Where is you? Show me." So Ramanujacharya, with all his disciples, he was going there. And then that person said, "Oh, it is on this side." So Ramanujacharya was offering obeisances again and again to that Sudra. So all the disciples, they were worried, like, what happened? Like, they were astonished, like, why Ramanujacharya? He's an Acharya, he's offering so much obeisances to this Sudra. So he said that, "Actually, this person has showed me the path of Vaikuntha." So he was again and again offering obeisances to that person, Usudra. So Ramanujacharya, he was not about to go on the top of Tirumalai. He was at the foothills of Tirumalai. So all the devotees and Anant Acharyas were waiting over there, that why he is not coming on top to take the darshan of Balaji. So then Anant Acharya went down and spoke to Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya said, "I cannot walk because these are like the, there are 7 hills, like they are the, like the hoods of Anantaseya. So I cannot climb on that." So Anant Acharya was thinking, "Arey, if you are the Acharya, if you cannot climb, then in future nobody will take the darshan of Balaji, and then there would be no one who will serve Balaji. So then if you don't go, then who will serve Balaji?" Like, so then Ramanujacharya went on top of the Tiru and took darshan. So some say that he went on his knees. He didn't touch the feet. He didn't eat anything. Didn't pass stool and urine over there, because he was thinking it will desanctify the place. So Ramanujacharya had many disciples, like, and out of that one was like Dhanurdas. So one Dhanurdas asked Ramanujacharya that this Bhibhishan, he was in goodness, but he was staying in a very filthy place, which was not very clean, in the city of Ravana. But that filthy place didn't affected him, and he took shelter of Lord Ram, and he was being delivered by Lord Ram. But what about us? Because we are not so clean, we are not in goodness. So how we would be purified? How we will achieve our destination? So Ramanujacharya gave a very amazing answer. He said, "Actually, with Bibhishan, there were 4 other followers who came with Bibhishan, who took shelter of Lord Ram. And they were totally dedicated to Bibhishan. And because of they were dedicated to Bibhishan, they were delivered." So similarly, when we are in the parampara system, we are dedicated to our spiritual master, our authorities, or the who are following the parampara. So by their mercy, we would also be delivered. So Ramanujacharya was saying that if one follows this, he would be delivered. Then he gave an example that how, if one is not connected, because the main two principle of were like, one should not offend the devotees and one should not offend the Lord. So if one is following this, following the parampara, he would be delivered. So he gave an example of Mother Sita, which has to be taken in a very proper way, like Mother Sita, like when that Maricha came in a form of a deer, and then Lord Ram went to get that deer, and Lakshman was guarding Mother Sita, and Maricha, in the voice of Lord Ram, shouted, "Lakshman, Lakshman." So Sita got by the yog maya, because like this Sita was like Padmavati in his previous like this Maya Sita, because it also has a background, like she was called Padmavati because when she was doing performance of to get Vishnu as a husband, so Ravana came and tried to enjoy her. So when Ravana was about to catch her with her hair, with her other hand, she chopped the hair of herself, and he told that, "Actually, now I am got I am contaminated because you have touched me. So I will leave my body this. But in my next life, I would be the cause of your death. So that same Padmavati, she comes as Maya Sita in Ramayana. So when she tells Lakshmana that, why don't you go and help Lord Ram? Like he's been caught, he would be in difficulty. But Lakshman knew that nothing has happened, this would be some. But Sita then told that, okay, you want to do some, you doesn't have a very good motives. That's why you want to stay here back alone. So this felt very bad. And Lakshman went. And then because of that, Sita has to go stay in the 10 months in the custody of Ravana. And then Ramanujacharya gave another example that he said that there was a monkey called Dravida in the party of Lord Ram, who was like in Sugriva. So he also had a very ill feeling towards Lakshmana. He was not very much affected to Lakshmana and he had treated very badly to Lakshmana. So then in the next life he becomes Gorilla, Dravida Gorilla. And he was being killed by Balramji with the feast. Balramji just punched him and he was being delivered. So there are like many other stories of Ramanujacharya which depicts like how Ramanujacharya was so much affected by his disciples. So there was one of the disciples of like Ramanujacharya's. He was being sent by his spiritual master because he tells that I want to know that who is a Vaishnava. How we can understand that who is a Vaishnava? So then he said, you go to Tirupati. This spiritual master standing that you go and serve Anantacharya. You ask Anantacharya and he will try to give you the answer. So when he went there, Anantacharya, he asked the question that my spiritual master has sent me over here and I have a question to you. Can you answer that question? He said that, okay, I want to know that who is a Vaishnava. So Anantacharya didn't respond to his question. So that disciple was thinking, oh, actually I am not so qualified to hear this answer right now. So he started serving, like he served very menially for 6 months, Anantacharya, just to get the answer that who is a Vaishnava. So he was serving and at one particular occasion there was a very big feast which has been organized by Anantacharya. So this devotee who had served very, very much for like from last 6 months, he was sitting in the line and about to take the feast. So Anantacharya told that you stand up and you serve. So he started serving all the, there were like lots of people came there for the feast. So he was serving. Then again he said, then Anantacharya said, okay, you have to get up again and then again and again. And at the end, he was taking prasad. So when he was about to take prasad, at that time Anantacharya told, okay, what was your question that you had asked me like 6 months back? That who is a Vaishnava? So Anantacharya gave him an answer that a Vaishnava is like a crane. A Vaishnava is like a cock. A Vaishnava is like a salt and a Vaishnava is like a you. So this devotee was bewildered. He was thinking, "Arey, I have served for 6 months to get this answer and he had given me this answer like a cock, a crane, a salt and like me." So he was not able to understand. So he went to his spiritual master. So then his spiritual master told, "Okay, you got the answer?" Bole, "Yeah, I got the answer, but the answer has bewildered me more." That Bole, what happened? You tell me the whole thing. So he explained the whole story to his spiritual master. He said that he told me that a Vaishnava is like a cock, a Vaishnava is like a crane, a Vaishnava is like a salt, and Vaishnava is like me, he told. So then his spiritual master explained him okay, I'll try to explain you that how it is like that. So that a crane is, the color of a crane is white. So that represents goodness. And a crane is always sitting, like watching, standing on one leg and observing that there are many fishes passing by. But he always feasts on the big fish. So he said that, and the crane has a quality that when there is a very flooded area, that crane doesn't stand at that place, he moves away from that place. So he said that this is the quality of a devotee. A devotee is always in goodness to perform devotion service. And a devotee is always a sargrahi. He's like, he will always, all this allowed, like which is not relevant to his Krishna consciousness, the small fish will go away. And he will always feast on the big fish. Means main core of Krishna consciousness. And a crane is also, when there is a very flooded area, means where there are many materialistic people around, he will go away from that place and be aloof and associate with exalted devotees in whom his Krishna consciousness would be enlivened. So these are the qualities of a crane. And then it's also a quality of the cock, what this cock is. A cock will go to a dustbin and just take the essence what has been required. So similarly, a devotee is also a sargrahi. Even he would be surrounded by many other things, but he'd always seek the essence and he'll take the essence. Then he said that the devotee is like a salt. So this salt has an amazing quality, he says, that salt is never been glorified whenever a preparation is made. No one glorifies the salt. They glorified, okay, this sabji has been very nice. This farsan has been very nice. Nobody glorifies the salts. But without the salt, the taste doesn't come. And even if the salt is less or more, we can come to recognize, oh, it is not so tasty. And he says that salt, the nature of the salt is that he melts in that preparation. He dissolves his existence, like just to give the taste to the product which comes out. So he says the quality of a devotee is like also salt, because he doesn't want to take any credit. He wants to always give the credit to others. When Srila Prabhupada, like what he has done, like he had made thousands of disciples, initiated thousands of disciples, have hundreds of temples, so much he had done, like he went to the Western country, spread the mission of Krishna consciousness. But when he was been asked that we should name this society as Prabhupada Society, so he said, no, we should name it as International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because I have not done anything. It is only by the mercy of my spiritual master I was able to do this. And it is by the mercy of you, all the disciples, Prabhupada said, that because of that, this movement has been spread. So he never took any credit. He gave credit to others. So this is the nature of a devotee. And so the salt in the preparation, it forgets. It's like it melts and dissolves his own identity. And he doesn't want to take any credit, because no one glorifies the salt in the preparation. But if the salt is not there, then it is required. It's the most essential part of any preparation which you made. And then he said, who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava is like you, because he said, because you have served so nicely. Because you had followed the order of Ananda Acharya, you have served so nicely. That's why it is like that. So this devotee became so happy by listening to this answer, and he felt, so just by getting, like just to get one answer, he had served like for 6 months just to get one answer, that who is a Vaishnava. And even if we see in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya also, Lord Chaitanya said that the devotees ask that who is a Vaishnava, and Lord Chaitanya at different place, he answers different, that one who chants the holy name is a Vaishnava. So we see that Ramanujacharya, Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki, Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. So Ramanujacharya, he had done like many amazing things. Like once, this envious king, King Kolatunga, he didn't allow Ramanujacharya to enter Srirangam temple. But one of his disciples, Kuresha, he was such an amazing devotee, like they allowed him, that they told that you can attain the temple and take darshan. So he was thinking that if my spiritual master has not been allowed, so how can I go inside? So he said that any quality which we see, that which is separate from our spiritual master, that is cheating, that is illusion. Because whatever qualities we have, that is only by the mercy of the spiritual master. So Kuresh also went inside the temple. And we see the quality of Kuresh, like when this king Kolatunga, who was so much envious, he was about to kill Sripad Ramanujacharya. So Kuresh, he went in the form of, took the dress of Ramanujacharya. And then because of that, the king Kolatunga plucked both of his eyes of Kuresh. And he was in so much pain, but he felt that the glories of the eyes is like I was able to serve my spiritual master. And then we see that when I had like Lord Ranganath says that you ask what you want to Koresh. So you say, you please deliver this King Koladunga. So it's like somebody is pulling up the eyes of Koresh and he's asking the benediction from the Lord that you just deliver him. Then again the Lord comes and tells you, please ask. Well, if you really want to give me the eyes, you can just give me the eyes. That's just, I can just have your darshan only. I can see you only, my Lord, and nothing else. So there are like unlimited pastimes of the disciples are so glorious of Ramanujacharya. And they have done so much for the service of Ramanujacharya and for the Lord Sri Rangam. And Ramanujacharya, this one of the disciple of Ramanujacharya was Dhanurdas. So this Dhanurdas was been, he asked the meaning of the, what is the meaning of Sarvadharman Paritajya? You know Dhanurdas, right? Dasarathi. So this Dasarathi was asked that, what is the meaning of Sarvadharman Paritajya? So he has been sent to one of the, of his like spiritual master's daughter's house, Ramanujacharya's spiritual master's daughter house, to serve as a million servant. So he was just serving, cleaning the pots, getting water. And he was such an amazing scholar. When some outside pandit came and he was speaking something wrong, he just corrected him. So that person became very angry and he said that you are just a servant, what do you know? And then people came to know that he was a great Dasarathi, like who was a very great scholar. So we see in the Sampradaya of Ramanujacharya, there are many great, great exalted devotees who had been followed in the footstep of Sripad Ramanujacharya and they have served and pleased Sripad Ramanujacharya by their activities and by their act, and they were so much in sync with Ramanujacharya that they were always been in a mood to serve Ramanujacharya. So we see that we should also imbibe these qualities. Actually, to come to that level is very much like, it's like next to impossible, for because that can Acharya can only can perform and set an example. But to our capacity, we should also try to follow in the footsteps of the great Acharyas who have done so much just to protect the Vedic culture and the philosophy and the pure devotion service, and they have presented in a very nice way. So if we try to just follow that, like we have seen in the story of that Bhivishan, like these four followers, they were also a demon. They didn't had so much good qualities like Bhivishan, but they were just attached to Bhivishan. And because of them be attached to Bhivishan, they were been delivered. So similarly, we also doesn't have so much good qualities as compared to what our Acharyas has. But just we stick to them, whatever been told to us, and we follow and try to implement in our life, we would also would be like the four followers of Bhivishan. We would be, because our heart is like Lanka only, like, which has all the bad qualities, which is in an unclean way. But that Lanka, like heart, can be also get be purified. But if we are in touch with devotees, and if that touch is always there, then soon we would be also will try to surrender, like as the follower they surrendered to Bhivishan, we will also try to surrender to the representative of the Lord and make our life successful, and it would be also very glorious for us. So these are some of my thoughts on this verse. Does anybody has any comments or any questions? We have 5 minutes. जय गंतराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रीपाद रामानुजाचार्य की जय शैल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय ताई और प्रेमानंद की